This is Here and Now from NPR and WBUR Boston. I'm Jeremy Hobson. House Speaker John Boehner said today that congressional action to combat the Islamic State or ISIS will depend on the president's strategy. And President Obama will lay out his plan tomorrow, but any response will be complicated. No outside countries recognize ISIS as a legitimate government, but the terrorist group operates like one, according to a new report from The Wall Street Journal. And The Wall Street Journal's Jason Bellini is with us now from New York. Jason, welcome back.
Thanks so much, Jeremy.
Well, there has been a lot of reporting on the leader of ISIS, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, who has named himself Caliph. But it looks like, based on your reporting, there's an entire branch of leaders below him. Explain how the structure works.
So you've got al-Baghdadi at the top, and right next to him on either side, you've got his two deputies, right? And one of them is in charge of, and we believe to be in Syria. The other one is in charge of Iraq. Hmm. So then within each of those countries, you have provinces, so-called provinces, which have governors. And those governors, they report to the respective deputy. So these deputies are hugely important individuals. Both of them are former generals from under Saddam Hussein's regime, right? And then you have councils. Now, these councils also report to the deputies. And they have there's seven of these – I'm sorry, nine of these councils. And you can compare it to your departments, like you have in a Western country.
Like you would have the Department of the Treasury and the Department of Commerce and the Department – in this case, I saw one of the councils is in charge of finances, things like oil sales.
Yeah, that's exactly right. There's their financial council. And yes, they're in charge of managing all aspects of money, including oil sales. Now, we don't have an accurate number right now on how much oil is being sold. But the estimates on how much money they've got in the bank, I mean, it ranges from tens of millions to hundreds of millions of dollars. Even some people are saying it could be in the billions how much money they've got. So they need someone with power of the purse to function as treasury. And also they're selling weapons and buying weapons. All of that is handled through this financial council.
Well, one of the other interesting things I saw in your report on this was that, you know, we see these videos of ISIS soldiers out in the streets maybe monitoring checkpoints. It's not random that they are standing there. There's a whole structure of who's going to be patrolling which parts of which city.
Well, yeah, that's exactly right. There's a security council that's in charge of this. And I've saw some amazing images of them directing traffic. Some people had masks on, but others didn't. And they were just looking like, friendly police officers who were very generously handing out copies of the Quran to drivers as they came by. And we've seen this sort of in other de facto states where, you got to manage the traffic somehow. But they also do things that are I guess less benign by our standards, which they're also in charge of, of doing the executions.
Right,
and
right.
So there's a whole structure for how it's decided who's going to be executed and how those are carried out. And then there's a lot of coordination, we understand, between the security council, or I'm sorry, the legal council and the media council over, how to publicize this and who to execute and how to get that out, the word out, because it's part of their propaganda campaign.
As the reporters of the Journal went through and looked at all of this, were there any weaknesses that popped up in ISIS's structure?
Well, I mean, there's complexities. One is that, you don't know where their equivalent of the White House or the Kremlin is, where Mr. Baghdadi is.
Right.
And he probably has to be on the move because he'll be a top target, one would imagine, in airstrikes from the United States or other forces. So it's hard to say if that a weakness, but it's certainly a complex part of their arrangement. And having being spread over these countries when their leaders are likely going to be serious targets.
Jason
possibly
Bellini.
Very soon. We may know more tomorrow.
Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal talking with us about his latest piece on the structure of the Islamic State. And that story was co-reported with Reem McCool. Jason, thank you.
Thank you.
This is Here and Now.